AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packard. President Trump, with the help of Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency, tearing through the federal payroll, slashing thousands of jobs. And on Air Force One Wednesday night, talking about Musk's proposal to give some of the money that was saved back to Americans.
I love it. A 20% dividend, so to speak, for the money that we're saving by going after the waste and fraud and abuse and all of the other things that are happening.
And the job cuts reaching the part of the government with the biggest budget. Sources telling ABC News that Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth has asked top officials to draw plans for an 8% cut that would be the largest cuts in over a decade. New York Governor Kathy Hochul Wednesday vowing to fight the Trump administration's attempt to block New York's congestion pricing program that tolls cars entering busy parts of Manhattan, calling it an attack on the state's sovereignty. Hamas set to return the bodies of four Israeli hostages Thursday, including a mother and her two young children. This is ABC News. A new decision from the judge overseeing the case of the accused Idaho college killer.
Brian Koberger's attorneys argued in front of a judge trying to get most of the critical evidence in the case, like DNA results and phone records that linked him to the crime, tossed out, claiming the evidence was not properly obtained by police and that methods used could not be trusted and violated his rights. But the judge now denying Koberger's attempts to get evidence excluded, clearing the way for the full case against Koberger to be presented to jurors at a trial set for next summer. Alex Stone, ABC News.
A Michigan mother faces life in prison for allegedly abandoning her children for years and leaving them in deplorable conditions. Egypt uncovering its first ancient royal tomb in over a century. The country's tourism and antiquities ministry announced the last of the royal tombs from King Thutmose, the second found on the west bank of the Nile River. Officials calling it one of the most significant archaeological breakthroughs in recent years. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
What celebrity would you like to hug? It's International Hug Day. I wouldn't say Josh Brolin is like my favorite actor, but he's got like a quiet macho-ness to him. Actor Glenn Morshower joins us now.
My self-esteem was jolted when you did not mention me as your hugging preference.
I didn't want to rush it. I just want to see how. Let's just dip our toes in the water here and see what kind of relationship develops, shall we?
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Imagine home. The smell of coffee, the sound of a lawnmower, the sun's warmth on your face. Free to be yourself, surrounded by love that helps you grow. This is a place to call home. That's an American dream we all deserve. But in 50% of U.S. states, you could legally be denied housing if you are LGBTQ+. Get the facts and hear real stories at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
The Badgers beat the Illini. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Number 11th ranked Wisconsin beat Illinois at the Kohl's Center, 95-74. There were no handshakes between the teams. Illini head coach Brad Underwood said nearly half of his players were fighting a flu bug. Greg Gard
just said, hey, you guys got to get healthy. You know, and obviously the Johnson's out and whatever else is going on. He goes, we got the flu rolling through us. A bunch of our guys are in the locker room right now, discharging. So I said, if you're okay, we're not going to shake hands. Is that good with you? And he goes, yes, fine. I said, hey, we're cool. We're good. Good luck. Talk to you.
Marquette with a win at home over Seton Hall, 80-56. NBA, the Bucks back in action when they host the Clippers tomorrow night at 7:30. Milwaukee with a new look with players like Gary Trent Jr., Kyle Kuzma, and Kevin Porter Jr.
Nice mix out there, new guys. We were communicating, we were making the right plays, we were playing with energy, and we just had each other's back.
That's Bucks center Brooke Lopez with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Director Peter Bogdanovich's final film has been remastered and will be released digitally by Lionsgate. The film Squirrels to Nuts was originally released under its first title, She's Funny That Way, in 2014. The acclaimed director passed away in 2022. In reality TV stars talking just to talk news, Bethany Frankel weighed in on Ryan Reynolds and Blake Lively, making light of their legal issues with director Justin Baldoni, who is also Lively's co-star in It Ends With Us. Frankel, one of the real fake TV housewives of New York City, said joking about the lawsuits on Saturday Night Live's 50th anniversary was nothing short of genius, calling it the zeitgeist, a bullseye. She added that the only way to weather a storm is to go right through it. while also acknowledging that the storm might have actually been caused by Lively and Reynolds in the first place, admitting that no one knows what happened. Let this be a lesson to you youngsters out there. Always make social media posts before you day drink. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Plenty of clouds in the overnight. May even have a couple of scattered flurries out there. Otherwise, temperatures near 5 below. Wind chills down around 15 below. A light northwest breeze. On Thursday, sunny skies will develop. Northwest winds gusty. Highs in the lower 20s. Right now, it's 1.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, they're working to keep your Social Security safe. Alex Lawson from Social Security Works joins us. Plus weather with Brittany Merlot and sports with Paul Noonan.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10. News from the center, WRCE.
Is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the third hour of our program. On the line with us, our buddy and my colleague, Dean Obidala, the legendary host of the Dean Obidala Show, weekdays 6 to 9 p.m. right here on SiriusXM Progress Radio Channel 127. He's got a brilliant regular newsletter. It's called The Dean's Report on Substack. It is free. You need to sign up for it. Dean says some of the smartest stuff out there. DeanObidala.substack.com, or just go to substack.com and in the search box just plug in Dean's Report. It'll pop right up. And Dean, welcome back to the program. I loved your last, I think it was yesterday, maybe the day before, saying that you have filed a Freedom of Information request. Tell us about this.
Sure. Well, Donald Trump, well, let's put it this way. When Elon Musk came to power, not Donald Trump, but Elon Musk came to power, he's being investigated by more than 30 different investigations going on, 11 different agencies, from the FAA, the Security Exchange Commission, to the Consumer Finance Protection Board. All these investigations going on when Trump gets sworn in. And when I saw numerous articles posing questions about what's the status of these investigations, even the New York Times did a great job detailing the investigations. So what I did is made a Freedom of Information Act request and sent it to all these agencies to find out the status of the investigations. And the point is, Tom, has Trump shut them down? Or have the agencies on their own said, okay, Elon Musk is president, let's shut the investigations down, let's close the file, let's put it in the storeroom, let's dismiss the charges, whatever it is. So that's my point. And I plan to write articles based on what I hear from these various agencies. But there's some serious stuff here. Securities Exchange Commission for stock fraud, from over 300 complaints about Tesla, about not just the car, but about financing issues that were raised by people, to the FAA, fining him over $600,000, seeking $600,000+ from him for SpaceX. And where are those? What happened that? If that's dismissed, are they letting him go on that? We need to know the answers to show even more of the corruption of this oligarchy.
Well, and then there's the secondary question, or maybe even the primary question. Did Musk put $270 million into getting Donald Trump elected, and whatever he and Donald Trump joked about with regard to the voting machines in Pennsylvania, did he do that specifically for this reason? Is this
sure.
Is that the only reason that he's doing all this stuff? It's not Curtis Yarvin or some, you know, weird mad monk philosopher who says that we should replace democracy with autocracy. It's that Elon Musk is looking for a fig leaf, an excuse to shut down, you know, a bunch of investigations into, I mean, every one of his companies was under investigation, and some of these investigations could produce really serious damage to him and his companies. And, you know, it sure looks to me like he's succeeded in shutting them all down.
Look, he was just about to go with Deutsch to investigate the Securities Exchange Commission. To give people a little quick primer on that one, when Elon Musk was buying Twitter, it was a publicly traded company. If you acquire 5% of any publicly traded company, you have to report. You're obligated by the Security Exchange Commission Act to report to the public that you've done this. And he didn't on purpose because it would have driven the stock price up. So he was able to buy Twitter for a ridiculous amount, but actually lower then perhaps he would have had to pay.
And right, it saved him billions of dollars, him and the Saudis.
And the SEC is looking for disgorgement of profits and other civil penalties. Is that gone? We don't know. That's my whole point. So I think, Tom, I don't know Elon Musk. What we do know of him is that he wants to make more money because the wealthy always want to make more money. It's insatiable, their appetite for wealth and for power. So Elon Musk wants to get rid of any investigations, make more money, and rule the world. Because, Tom, he's not an American. He's a U.S. citizen, yes. He is a guy who wants to run Germany, France, the U.K., the United States. He wants to take the apartheid system he grew up in and make that the system here. Just today he was tweeting about how white people in South Africa are being treated so horribly by black people. He is fueling discontent. He is trying to incite violence. He did it against the judges who ruled against him early on in his cases that they're dealing with the executive orders against Donald Trump. He's very dangerous, like mini Trump, but even more dangerous. His aspirations go way beyond the boundaries of our nation. He's a dangerous person. He's a cancer to democracy.
How do you, well, first of all, what's the status of your FOIA filings? How does that work?
Well, for some of them, I got an instant response, like, here is your case number, I think it was auto set up. A few, the FAA actually called me yesterday and said, you have to file with the DOT, Department of Transportation, because they're underneath that. So I go to the DOT website, and while it's easy on most websites to file a FOIA request, this one, it had to generate a certain code for me, and it wouldn't do it. So it looks like I'm stuck doing a letter to them, which I will do. Another agency responded saying it was to the wrong place that someone else is handling, but they were nice enough to say we're going to forward it. So look, it could be weeks, it could be months that I actually get some response, but whatever I get, I will write about it and share it. And I hope others, the New York Times, Washington Post, and other places are doing the same thing. Stay on top of this. If the investigation is all shut down, it is more quid pro quo. It is, you gave me $270 million, now I'm getting rid of all the investigations into you. This is corruption. It is brazen corruption, Tom. In the Gilded Age, they'd be embarrassed by how brazen this is.
Yeah, and this goes beyond William Cooper in Montana or Teapot Dome. What was his name? Albert Fell. Or Fall, I believe, was the Secretary of the Navy under Silent Cal, under Calvin Coolidge, who took the bribe for the Teapot Dome gas storage. I mean, that was Piker stuff, and that nearly brought down the Coolidge administration. I mean, this is just I agree, it's just absolutely massive. Dean, I'm curious your thoughts on. There's a couple of things I wanted to talk with you about, actually. First off, I'm curious your thoughts on my assertion that Putin owns Trump, that there's no other rational explanation for Trump selling out Ukraine. What am I missing?
I think you're right, and I read your newsletter, and I was nice of you to say nice things about my newsletter. And if you're listening and not subscribed to the Hartman Report, go subscribe. I read it every single day, and then I steal ideas from my show. I don't do that. I get smarter by reading it. Look, I think we all know that Donald Trump had an affinity to Vladimir Putin from years and years ago. And let's remind everybody, in the Mueller report, it was very clear Putin helped Donald Trump win. What they did not find was a coordination between the Trump campaign and Russia, so they couldn't charge anyone in the Trump campaign, but they charged Russians. Trump knows it. He knows Putin's his buddy. I also think, Tom, in a much darker way, that Donald Trump aspires to be an autocrat like Putin, and then if he gets Putin on his side, who's going to stand up to him? If he starts taking parts of Canada or Greenland or Gaza or the Panama Canal, between them, they're like the new Axis of Evil leaders, and they're going to audition someone else to be their third part to divide up the world. And if we write about any other country where the leader was doing what Trump did, sides with Vladimir Putin over the people of Ukraine, convicted of felonies for cheating the 2016 campaign, charged with felonies for cheating the 2020 campaign, inciting a terrorist attack on our capital, pardoning the terrorists, and now talking about taking other countries, Greenland, Canada, Panama, we'd say the world should watch out because that person's a threat to democracy, and the U.S. should sanction that country led by that person. That's where we are. Take a step back, folks. If you were looking at the outside, what Donald Trump is doing, you'd be saying that nation is a cancer to democracy. It is a threat and should be sanctioned. That's where we are. We're living in a country run by a dangerous person who's going to make us a pariah state on the world stage. That's where we're heading, is the United States of America. Instead of the nation that upholds those values, we're going to be the ones that they're going to impose it on us. We might get sanctioned by some of our Western allies going forward.
Also, I don't think there's probably very many Americans who would object to people who are here without documentation who have committed crimes. And it's not a crime, by the way, to be here without documentation. It's a civil offense. You get it. It's like a parking ticket. Mm-hmm. But people who've committed a crime being deported. But we now know the names of, I believe, six people, just based on photographs that were taken, who have been deported to Guantanamo Bay. And three of those six were not criminals. They had not committed any crime. And I'm just astonished, A, that this is happening, and B, that there hasn't been a more broad and outraged response to the United States reprising this horror show offshore where American law does not apply, you know, on Cuba, for God's sake. And the example it sets to the world, and I'm just blown away by it. I'm curious your take on it all.
This is the example Trump wants to set. He feels very comfortable with the autocrats and following their playbook. This is, Donald Trump is not an isolationist. He's not an isolationist at all. He's an imperialist. He is like Putin. Putin wanted Ukraine, he went into it. Donald Trump keeps saber-rattling about taking Canada or Greenland or Panama Canal. We will wake up one day and have U.S. troops or warships surrounding the Panama Canal. It is deeply concerning. And Tom, we've talked about this before. The first group that Hitler put in camps were not the Jews. They were political dissidents. People that Hitler viewed as a threat. About 25,000 German citizens who were critics were put in camps within 7 months of Hitler coming to power. That's the first group, right after the Reichstag fire.
It was the communists, the Bernie Sanders.
Exactly, and who they called communists. But anyone who stood up to, and then there was the blood purge where they actually killed people who were even part of their own movement. Right. They did not feel loyal enough to Donald Trump. Exactly. So he is following that playbook. This is deeply alarming. It is almost surreal, Tom, to read books about autocrats and see it playing out in front of us. We could be, all joking aside, in Guantanamo Bay if he puts dissidents and radio hosts there.
Oh,
and
I know.
Who's going to stand up for it? Who's going to stand up for us? Because you're right. The muted response here emboldens him to go to the next step, which is rounding up U.S. citizens and making up allegations, the idea of suspending habeas corpus, which is in the Constitution in Article 1, in times of invasion and rebellion, that habeas corpus, meaning you could be charged without even having crimes asserted against you, just rounded up and held indefinitely. Donald Trump knows about that. Stephen Miller knows about that. The people he surrounded are bad faith actors. They know Lincoln did it. And
Trump
has fantasized
about it openly.
This is this is beyond a red alarm. We are in a place that I can't believe. It is like surreal, Tom. I can't believe where we are. Yeah. We would, another time, we'd seem hyperbolic and almost hysterical. Now I think we're actually too calm for what we're facing because I think we're trying to process it intellectually, and it's very hard.
This is the big challenge, Dean, and we just have 20 seconds left. But for so many Americans, democracy is an abstraction. How do we break through?
Mm-hmm. All I can do is keep talking about it with you and writing articles and trying to build allies, build community, build alliances beyond your base. Even people on the right who hate Trump or are conservative, but they're pro-America first, not pro-Trump first, build allies. We're going through a very difficult time. That's the only thing I advocate.
The Steve Schmitz of the world. Yeah, I totally get it. It's the great Dean Obidala, the host of the Dean Obidala Show, Monday through Friday, weekdays, 6 to 9 p.m. on Sirius Progress, right here, Sirius Progress, XM Progress, Channel 127. Be sure to check out his newsletter, his Substack newsletter, The Dean's Report, easy to find. Dean, again, thank you for dropping by. It's always
great. Thank you, Tom.
Great
to see you. Thanks,
my friend. It's 18 minutes past the hour.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Occupying the media 3 hours a day, 5 days a week right here. I'll be right back with more of the news of the day and your calls. Stay tuned. Native Path is made with only type 1 and 3 collagen fibers. These are the two most important types as they make up 90% of the collagen in your body. Native Path is a single ingredient collagen. No fillers, additives, artificial sweeteners, and they third-party test for heavy metals. It's also completely flavorless. So we put it in everything, coffee, smoothies, soups, because Native Path's recipe is a peptides formula. It's more bioavailable. meaning it's absorbed in the body more easily and mixes much better than other brands. No clumping at all. Native Path has sold over 5 million jars of collagen, has over a million happy customers, over 8,000 five-star reviews, and a 365-day no-risk guarantee. And best of all, Native Path offers really amazing bundle deals that are only available with our special link, where you can get 3 and 6 packs at a fraction of the price of other collagen brands. Visit getnativepath.com/Hartman and start your transformation today. That's getnativepath.com/Hartman with two N's. Getnativepath.com/Hartman.
It might be cold outside, but we're back on the road to find out what makes Wisconsin great, including the American Burr Combiner.
Road trip!
It's the best ski race in the world. I'm Todd Alba. I'm taking you to the Burr Combiner and what it means for the state.
Normally, we're about 2,600 people during Berkey Week. That gets up to 20, 30,000.
Join us from Hayward, Wisconsin.
A special Todd Alba show Thursday and Friday.
At noon on your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
Carmelo Anthony for the Bail Project.
Bad news, you've been arrested. Good news, you're innocent until proven guilty. If you can pay your bail, good news, you go home to wait your trial. If you can't, sorry, you go to jail to wait. And sure, you still presumed innocent, but since you can't afford bail, you've lost your freedom. That's not right. And that's why the Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting to end cash bail, because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Earl Ingram.
Mayor Johnson, we used to have a saying called the switcheroo, talking about one thing while behind the scenes there's a greater issue.
This man was elected president of the United States to focus in on making everyday life more affordable. But our push to remove lead service lines, our health department, are impacted by the things that the Trump administration have targeted since they've been in office. Yeah, it's been a huge switcheroo. It's not been about saving folks money. I mean, this is going to cause more pain.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free. You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all the fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
My opening rant today, it's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com.
He came down the escalator, smug and loud, said it drained the swamp, but he fed the crowd. Lies like a flood, truth on the run, turn the wild into a loaded gun. Fear and fury, that's his play. Set the match, then walks away. Burn it down and claim no blame, while the people pay for his twisted game. He's shot and all, a wrecking ball. Break the law, deny it all. He's got the cons. He's running the cons.
soul. Welcome back. 24 minutes past the hour. So the White House published a video of people in leg restraints and handcuffs shuffling onto a plane as part of a deportation operation. And they amplified the audio, the sound of these chains on these people. You know, chain, 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 clank, 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 clank. And they posted it to social media with the joke that it was an ASMR video. ASMR is autonomous sensory meridian response. It's people listen to these sounds to fall asleep to, basically. You know, sounds of, you know, people scratching cardboard with their fingernails or rubbing fur. There's just all these unusual sounds that kind of put people to sleep. The Lincoln Project tweeted, if Hitler had a social media account, they said, this is the dumbest effing person you know is cheering this on, and in the same breath insisting that in Nazi Germany, they wouldn't have been cheering on the SS at the same time. Right. The deputy opinion editor of The Observer, Paige Mastin, says, what strikes me most about the Trump administration isn't just the abject cruelty of its policies, but the whole way the way the whole thing is created as a meme. And this is not real life, not a comedy. These are real people they're making a spectacle of. And Joe Steib, an assistant professor of national security at the U.S. Naval War College, said, these people are so utterly disgusting and depraved, I'm tired of being told to empathize with them. Did economic anxiety make them do this racist crap? Yeah, I think so. And now Donald Trump has a new executive order. This one is absolutely wild. He signed it yesterday afternoon, and it says that only the president or the attorney general can speak for, quote, what the law is in the United States. Now, that's a phrase that they lifted from the Madison versus Marbury case in 1803, Supreme Court case in 1803, in which the Supreme Court struck down part of the Judiciary Act of 1797 and said the Supreme Court is the agency of the three bodies of government that is vested with the power and responsibility to say what the law is. So here is Trump and his lawyers and his people saying it's not the Supreme Court who gets to say what the law is, which, by the way, is largely what the Constitution and certainly what many of the Federalist Papers say. Read Federalist 78, 79, 80, 81 by Alexander Hamilton. It's a complete contradiction. I mean, this is a massive power grab by the executive branch, by Donald Trump. And this is not the American way. This is autocracy. This is dictatorship that he is proclaiming.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
And more Americans should be genuinely freaked out and seriously pissed off about it. Stay with us. We'll be back with your calls in just a moment.
Met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS, or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you. We promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
CB Distillery's stock up sale is officially live. Save up to 40% on everything. If you're struggling to sleep, deal with daily stress, or need relief after a tough workout, you have to check out CB Distillery. They have natural plant-based solutions for just about everything. And this isn't the low-quality stuff you find at the drugstore. This is premium CBD that people swear by. I know a lot of you love CB Distillery's sleep products. Personally, they're my favorites.
They make it so easy to find exactly what you need on their website, too. You can shop by benefit, you know, sleep, stress, mood, focus, pain after workouts. They even have solutions for pets. Whether CB Distillery is already part of your routine or you've been curious about trying CBD, now's the time to stock up and save up to 40% off. Discover the healing benefits of CBD and save up to 40% on everything. Visit CBDistillery.com and enter the code VIP. That's CBDistillery.com, the code VIP. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, and South Dakota. CBDistillery.com, code VIP.
This is News from the Center, WRCE.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packard. President Trump, with the help of Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency, tearing through the federal payroll, slashing thousands of jobs. And on Air Force One Wednesday night, talking about Musk's proposal to give some of the money that was saved back to Americans.
I love it. A 20% dividend, so to speak, for the money that we're saving by going after the waste and fraud and abuse and all of the other things that are happening.
And the job cuts reaching the part of the government with the biggest budget. Sources telling ABC News that Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth has asked top officials to draw plans for an 8% cut that would be the largest cuts in over a decade. New York Governor Kathy Hochul Wednesday vowing to fight the Trump administration's attempt to block New York's congestion pricing program that tolls cars entering busy parts of Manhattan, calling it an attack on the state's sovereignty. Hamas set to return the bodies of four Israeli hostages Thursday, including a mother and her two young children. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The third season of White Lotus has dropped on Max, and the HBO show has created some controversy thanks to nitpicky social media followers always looking for something to overanalyze. Every season has a new cast, location, and theme music. Season 2's theme music was so popular it played in nightclubs across Europe. Season 3's theme music has not been well received. Great thing to stress over in this day and age. If you haven't seen White Lotus yet, give it a chance. Saturday Night Live kicks off a new 50 years in March. March hosts will include comedian Shane Gillis and Lady Gaga. Neither are strangers to the SNL stage. Gillis will host the show for the second time on March 1st. The musical act will be Tate McRae. Gaga will wear hosting and musical hats as she covers both roles on March 8th. Gaga has hosted the show before and performed as the musical guest four times previously. Wonder if they'll be invited to the 100th. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
The Badgers beat the Illini. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Number 11th ranked Wisconsin beat Illinois at the Kohl Center, 95-74. There were no handshakes between the teams. Illini head coach Brad Underwood said nearly half of his players were fighting a flu bug. Greg Gard
just said, hey, you guys got to get healthy. You know, and obviously Johnson's out and whatever else is going on. He goes, we got the flu rolling through us. A bunch of our guys are in the locker room right now, discharging. So I said, if you're okay, we're not going to shake hands. Is that good with you? And he goes, yes, fine. I said, hey, we're cool. We're good. Good luck. Talk to you.
Marquette with a win at home over Seton Hall, 80-56. NBA, the Bucks back in action when they host the Clippers tomorrow night at 7:30. Milwaukee with a new look with players like Gary Trent Jr., Kyle Kuzma, and Kevin Porter Jr.
Nice mix out there, new guys. We were communicating. We were making the right plays. We were playing with energy, and we just had each other's back.
That's Bucks center Brooke Lopez with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Plenty of clouds in the overnight. May even have a couple of scattered flurries out there. Otherwise, temperatures near 5 below. Wind chills down around 15 below. A light northwest breeze. On Thursday, sunny skies will develop. Northwest winds gusty. Highs in the lower 20s. It's zero at our studios.
The Todd Alba Show.
Elon Musk putting in so much money that it drowns out other people's voices to decide who our next Supreme Court justice is. Whether or not you're going to vote Republican or Democrat or Schimmel or Crawford, your voice is getting drowned out by Elon Musk, a guy who has no business in Wisconsin. And you don't think that Brad Schimmel is going to be in Elon Musk's pocket? It's going to affect us in Wisconsin.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Marquette University professor and pollster extraordinaire Charles Franklin.
Deporting immigrants who are in the U.S. illegally. 60% support that. But when we ask the same question and just add at the end, including those with jobs and no criminal record, then support drops to just 43%.
Wisconsinites have a sense of fairness.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, Norm Kapinski from Appleton Cigar joins the show and makes a popcorn pick of the week. And then president of the Fox Valley Veterans Council, Tim Cody, joins the show. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
They line, they'll toss. They turn your pain into their gold. Selling grievance never gets old. The grievance machine is always on, spinning stories dusk till dawn. Fear and lies are its gasoline. Bow to the beast, the grievance machine.
5 minutes past the hour. Welcome back. So Denise Chung was the top prosecutor in the U.S. Attorney's Office in Washington, D.C., and she resigned yesterday. And I think the reason why she resigned is particularly fascinating. The administration had ordered her to go into a private company's bank account and steal their money, impound their money, seize their money, not just freeze the account. She actually offered to freeze their account. And the Emil Bovey apparently said, no, no, take the money. Now, this company was a federal contractor with the Department of Energy that was working on, they had been awarded a grant for clean energy and environmental products projects under the Biden administration. It was part of $20 billion in grants overall. We have no idea how much money this was involved here. And we don't know if, you know, once she resigned, they found somebody else who would actually do it. It looks like it. But increasingly, it looks like your checking account isn't safe from these people. If the Republicans, if this administration decides that they want to take your money without due process. Now, this was her objection. The reason that Denise Chung resigned, the head prosecutor, was that there was no legal basis for this. There was no due process. We have a Fourth Amendment protection of privacy that, you know, in our person and our papers, which we should extend to our bank accounts. But no, they're just reaching out and saying, you have been bad. We are taking your money. When do they start doing that to people like you and me? This is wild stuff. These people are completely out of control. This is not the democracy that America had been prior to this second Trump administration. So what's on your mind? Mary in Seattle. Hey, Mary, what's up?
Hi. I was concerned because I was hearing something about disarming and with Russia, and I thought I saw an article about it, and I'm like, isn't that what happened to Ukraine? They gave away their nuclear weapons, and also Russia has had disarmament agreements before, and I'm not sure of the outcome, but did they even honor the past disarmament? And who would disarm themselves at a time when you got Kim Jong and North Korea, you got all the other threats against America, and Putin has said several times he wants to shoot off the nuclear weapons, and our government is talking about disarming us of our nuclear weapons.
Well, let me give you the story here,
that?
Mary. Here's the deal. First off, yes, a week or so ago, Donald Trump kind of floated this thing about nuclear disarmament. Back in 1994, the Soviet Union fell in 91. And in 1994, mm-hmm. the third largest stockpile of nuclear weapons in the world was in Ukraine. We had the number one, Russia was number two, Ukraine was number three. And they were number three because that was a good chunk of Russia's nuclear weapons, or the Soviet Union's nuclear weapons, were placed in Ukraine to kind of keep them away from Moscow, you know, to not make Russia itself a target of retaliatory strikes. So here's Ukraine with this huge stockpile of nuclear weapons that could have as easily been pointed at Moscow as at New York. And they entered into good faith negotiations with the United States, the United Kingdom, and Russia, these three countries, in Budapest in 1994. Bill Clinton facilitated this, made this happen. And what came out of this was a document called the Budapest Memorandum, in which the United States, the United Kingdom, and Russia all promised that if Ukraine gave those nuclear weapons to Russia, Russia would give Ukraine $5 billion to cover the cost of decommissioning and moving them, and would promise to always respect and, in fact, even defend the territorial borders of Ukraine. And that agreement stood until 2014 when Russia invaded Crimea. And then, of course, 3 years ago, they invaded Ukraine proper and went after Kyiv. So the Budapest, and Zelensky has pointed this out several times, you know, you guys are ignoring, essentially a treaty that we have. It's not a full-blown treaty, but because it wasn't ratified by the United States Senate, but it's damn close. I mean, it's a memorandum of understanding. It's an agreement between these four countries. You guys have failed to honor this, and you need to. So, yeah, I share your concern, Mary, and it wouldn't surprise me at all if Trump tried to unilaterally disarm America, and then Putin said, hey, if you try to defend, I'm going to attack Poland and Latvia, Lithuania, and Estonia next, the Baltic states, and if you try to stop me, I will send nukes at New York City. And Trump would say, oh, no, that's okay. Go ahead and take Europe. Basically like happened in the 1930s. Wouldn't surprise me at all. Mary, thank you for the call. Augusta in Vincent, New York. Hey, Augusta, what's on your mind today?
Well, sir, on the 17th, I took part in a protest march in Watertown, New York, which was very successful. There were about 50 of us. A bitter, bitter cold day. I thoroughly was proud of the fact that we were doing it. It's under that 50.501 that you talk about. Mm-hmm. They were the ones that organized it. I know that was only supposed to be for state capitals. Watertown is not a state capital. In fact, it's very, very Republican. Mm-hmm. And we had a lot of cars go by giving us the finger. And a guy went by with a big flag on the end of his truck that said, Trump won, get over it. But we're going to take part in them again and again because we need to get out there. I understand what we're doing. I love free speech. I'm a subscriber for your program and for your newsletters. The problem I'm having is that there's nothing anywhere else that even begins to talk about what we talk about.
Yeah.
When we did that protest march, our local television stations did not even cover it.
Oh, my God. Is it a Sinclair station?
It's a CBS.
Oh, CBS affiliate. Huh. Interesting. Yeah, well, they're being sued right now by Trump, so they're probably afraid, too.
I think that's probably what it was. But somewhere along the line, we've got to really rise up and really start talking. I'm aware of all the things that you talk about there. I know Musk is under investigation, and I know he's not a good person. His family got all their money from apartheid workers and probably just sent them home with a sandwich and had them work in the emerald mines and never gave them anything. But, they got rich and the poor got poorer.
Yeah.
And so anyway, I love your program. I don't want to keep you on it. I just want you to try to get this word out. Try to get more people listening.
Doing everything I can, Augusta. But please, share the good news. If everybody watching or listening right now were to simply reach out to two friends and say, hey, you need to check out this program, or you need to check out this network, you need to listen to SiriusXM, you need to watch Free Speech TV, you need to listen to WCPT or KTNF or KPFK or whatever it may be, if everybody was just to reach out to two people, and odds are maybe half of them would say, okay, cool, we could double our audience, very, very quickly. So please become an evangelist. Augusta, thank you for the call. Spot on. It's great to hear from you. Jim in Alexander, Arkansas. Hey, Jim, what's on your mind today?
I had a question about our forefathers. One of their battle cries was no taxation without representation.
Correct.
And what I'm leading to is we have voters who can't vote, but they're taxed. And I was wondering if there could be a lawsuit or a taxpayer's lawsuit. I just want to hear what you say, okay?
Yeah, I get it, Jim. And here's the thing. The vast majority of Americans want Social Security to be strengthened. They want Medicare to be strengthened and not privatized. They want our public schools to be stronger. They want college to be free or very inexpensive. The vast majority of Americans want the right to unionize, the absolute, you know, card check, the absolute right to unionize. The vast majority of Americans want a strong public health infrastructure. We haven't gotten any of those things in over 30 years. And the reason why is because of big money in politics. And that's because the Supreme Court ruled that it's okay to bribe politicians. So we now have this oligarchy, this phony democracy, this thing that looks like democracy. And so I would argue, Jim, that we are all experiencing taxation without representation, except for the top 1% who are getting, you know, hundreds of billions, trillions of dollars in tax breaks from Republicans every time there's a Republican president. Reagan did it. Bush did it. Trump did it. Trump's setting to do it again. But I agree with you, and I think the old battle cry of 1776, no taxation without representation, it should work just as good today as it did back then. Jim, thank you for the call. I mean, when was the last time that Congress actually did something to help all of us? You know, I suppose there was some stuff done under the Biden administration, but really big programs? Stick around. I'll be right back with more of your calls. You can shop by benefit, you know, sleep, stress, mood, focus, pain after workouts. They even have solutions for pets.
I mean, even Obamacare,
the CBD Distillery is already
Foundation.
Part of your routine, or you've been curious about trying CBD, now's the time to stock up and save up to 40% off. Discover the healing benefits of CBD and save up to 40% on everything. Visit CBDistillery.com and enter the code VIP. That's CBDistillery.com, the code VIP. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, and South Dakota. CBDistillery.com, code VIP.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finished their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
Max Inc. on Civic Media with Mike and Wendy from Sunspot. Can you imagine the mosh pit on the bridge that could happen?
Oh, well, that's how the original series was when they moved the camera. Whenever it's like the red alert, the,
right?
Yeah, that was the mosh pit.
Yeah. And everybody had to like fake like
right, lean left, great. Lean right.
Yeah.
Join us for all the fun with Max Inc. on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Matt Nair on air.
Oh, Randy Manner is here.
What can you do about this? Focus on what you can impact. Find the courage to speak up to your elected official. If you are silent, then your elected official at the local, state, or federal level will think you completely agree
with
whatever it is you're doing.
Silence equals acceptance.
Correct.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
What celebrity would you like to hug? It's International Hug Day. I wouldn't say Josh Brolin is like my favorite actor, but he's got like a quiet macho-ness to him. Actor Glenn Morshower joins us now.
My self-esteem was jolted when you did not mention me as your hugging preference.
I didn't want to rush it. I just want to see how. Let's just dip our toes in the water here and see what kind of relationship develops, shall we?
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Path is made with only type 1 and 3 collagen fibers. These are the two most important types. They make up 90% of the collagen in your body, found in your cartilage, bones, skin, hair, nails, gut, and more. It's also completely flavorless, so you can put it in anything, coffee, smoothies, soup, etc. Because Native Path's recipe is a peptide formula, it's more bioavailable and mixes better than other brands. No clumping at all. Louise and I put it in our coffee this morning. Native Path has sold over 5 million jars of collagen, has over a million happy customers, over 8,000 five-star reviews, and a 365-day no-risk guarantee. They even have an 800 number you can call to talk with a real human being about usage, recipes, and ingredients. And best of all, Native Path offers really amazing bundle deals that are only available with our special link. You can get 3 and 6 packs at a fraction of the price of other collagen brands. Visit getnativepath.com/Hartman. That's getnativepath.com/Hartman for your transformation today.
In a rich man's hand.
Welcome back. 52 minutes past the hour. And Marty in Wixom, Michigan. Hey, Marty, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. I definitely want to agree with your message about Trump wanting to destroy America. And I think it is likely, at least in part, due to Putin influence. I actually put a post to that effect on Robert Reich's website on November 15th, where I went through about a half a dozen of his cabinet appointees and said, hey, look, these people are not just corrupt or incompetent. These are people who want to wreck the agencies they're being put in charge of.
Correct.
So I definitely agree with that theory. However, I did want to add one other possible contributing factor here, and that is, as a psychologist, I have to observe that it's possible that as a malignant narcissist who felt persecuted by the federal government, Trump could be taking these actions in kind of a fit of anger to strike back at the entirety of his hated deep state.
Yeah.
I think it's more than that, but I think that is a contributing factor. This guy is a malignant narcissist. He feels aggrieved, and he's striking out. The end result, of course, is that we're all suffering, and he may well bring us all down, unfortunately.
Yeah, and he's probably still pissed at those black people who sued him back in the 1970s for refusing to rent to him, which brought, you know, a federal lawsuit. I mean, Louise and I just watched the movie The Apprentice. You know, it's on, I guess it was on Prime. We had to pay $3 for it or something. And, you know, it starts with Trump meeting Roy Cohn, and it ends with Roy Cohn's death. So it's basically about Roy Cohn's relationship with Trump and all the lessons he taught him on how to wield power. And, you know, once you see that, you understand. But the other thing you understand is that these guys, you know, they're all about grievance, and they're all about destroying their enemies, and they're all about taking no prisoners. And they have no respect for democracy, the rule of law, or the way that things are supposed to work. Marty, thank you. That's a great contribution to the program. Thank you very much. Nina in Santa Fe, New Mexico. Hey, Nina, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. I'm glad you got to watch The Apprentice. It was telling.
Yeah.
But you knew all that. I had an aunt that was in the art business in New York City, and my father's aunt, and she knew Roy Cohn. She said, vicious as they come.
Yeah.
Sick, 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 and vicious.
Yeah.
This morning I listened to Martin O'Malley.
Mm-hmm.
From Maryland, I think that's his name, and he was in charge of one of these, he had something to do with Social Security when he was...
He was the commissioner of Social Security. I saw that. If you're talking about the interview on Joe Scarborough's program, I saw that.
No, it was a different one.
Oh.
But it was this morning, but it was on the radio.
Oh, okay.
Maybe it was the same thing.
Yeah.
But... he was saying that for years they were reducing the amount of people that were working in the department, the Congress was, and that by the time he got involved, he said, you know, they had to really, really, really step up the pace because there was so many baby boomers that were coming of age to collect their money that they didn't have enough people working there.
Right.
But they were able to get it going, and they had it going really good. But that if they continue to wipe out the department, they will bring the whole department down.
Here's how it works, and this is very intentional, Nina. They've done this with Medicare, for example, and they're going to do it with Social Security. You cut the staff. So now when people apply for Social Security, it takes months. If you call them, you're on hold for 4 hours. And people very quickly grow to hate the federal bureaucracy because it just treats them so badly because there's such these huge delays and it's so hard to reach people. And at that point, they come forward and they say, you know, if you call your bank, they answer the phone right away. I mean, you know, we should just privatize this thing and hand Social Security over to Jamie Dimon at J.P. Morgan Chase. And at that point, people are like, well, yeah, I'm pretty pissed off at, you know, trying to get in touch with Social Security and, you know, not being treated well. So, yeah, let's do it. Nina, I got to run, but there's a method to their madness. Hey, thanks for being with us today. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. In the meantime, don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. It requires all of us, and that includes you. So get out there, get active, tag, you're it. 5051, F-I-F-T-Y, FIFTY.ONE, and indivisible.org. Check them out. Did I say tag you're it? I think so. And have a great afternoon, and I'll catch up with you tomorrow.
You've been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit TomHartman.com.
If you're in charge of order fulfillment for an e-commerce business, you know that it's its own special kind of chaos. But with ShipStation, you can focus on other parts of your business and save hours and money every month by shipping from all your stores with one login, automated repetitive tasks, and finding the best rates among all the global carriers with ShipStation. ShipStation grows with your business no matter how big it gets. Lead your business into the future with smart features and automations that boost efficiency and save you time. It's the fastest, most affordable way to ship products to your customers with discounts of up to 88% off UPS, DHL Express, and U.S. Postal Service rates, and up to 90% off FedEx rates. Over 130,000 companies have grown their e-commerce businesses with ShipStation, and 98% of companies that stick with ShipStation for a year become customers for life. Switch to ShipStation today. Go to ShipStation.com and use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, to sign up for your free trial. That's...
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time as we'll be live from downtown Hayward, Wisconsin for the 51st annual American Birkebeiner. Yes, outside. Join us. It should be fun.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
It might be cold outside, but we're back on the road to find out what makes Wisconsin great, including the American Birkebeiner.
Road trip!
It's the best ski race in the world. I'm Todd Albaugh. I'm taking you to the Birkebeiner and what it means for the state.
Normally, we're about 2,600 people during Berkey Week. That gets up to 20, 30,000.
Join us from Hayward, Wisconsin.
A special Todd Albaugh Show Thursday and Friday.
At noon on your local Civic Media radio station and the app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. President Trump doubling down, repeating much of what he tweeted about President Zelensky during his event in Miami Wednesday evening, again calling Zelensky a dictator. And on the way back to Washington on Air Force One, questioning aid funding that had been sent to Ukraine.
It's also time to find out what happened with all the money, because he made the statement that half of it he doesn't know where it is or something like that. And I'd like to find out all the money that we've been sending to Ukraine. Where is it?
Aid was sent for Ukraine's defense against Russia's invasion. President Trump's administration Wednesday lost its appeal to lift a nationwide injunction against his executive order that would end birthright citizenship. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth preparing for massive budget cuts at the Pentagon, trimming the payroll by a targeted 8%. The Senate set to vote Thursday on whether to confirm Kash Patel as FBI director. He cleared the Senate Judiciary Committee last week. Vote 12 to 10. Party lines. Dave Packer, ABC News. Some good news about how the Vatican, on the condition of hospital.